If you find that you have a pew Bible in front of you, if you didn't bring yours with you. And in Revelation, the last book of the Bible, there's a verse there that I want to direct our attention to tonight. As we've gathered here for this memorial service, we're not here to do anything other than to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're celebrating Jimmy's life, but Jimmy's life was a life glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did. He loved his church. He loved to be here. When things were going on here, he wanted to be here, be a part of it. And he told me when it was time for him to go to Florida this last time. He was here on that Sunday morning, I'll never forget it, February 28th. The reason I know that, because that morning my nephew, 21-year-old nephew, preached his first sermon that morning, Brother Justin. I don't think anybody enjoyed it any more than Jimmy. I mean, he was having himself a ball standing back there when Justin was preaching. He was up shouting and praising the Lord. And he came out, and I was standing in the foyer. And I'll never forget him giving my nephew some wonderful words of encouragement. He told him how much he enjoyed that sermon. He said, "Boy, you can preach." He said, "You keep that up. You do that." And he told me, he said, "Now I'm going to be going to Florida." He said, "But I'll be back soon. We'll get back together." What he didn't know was where we're going to get back together is on the other side.
Amen.
And you know, you never know what God has planned and has in store for us. That's why we always need to be ready. And in Revelation chapter 14 is a verse that I believe greatly applies, Brother Jimmy Capps. In Revelation 14 and verse 13 says, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, and notice this, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, say the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." It is a verse that I often looked at and kind of puzzled about just a little bit. Because it sounds strange for us to say, blessed are the dead which die. We think of blessed as something happy. In fact, the word blessed is used by the Lord himself. In his great Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, the first part of that sermon, he gives us 9 blessings. We call them Beatitudes. 9 Beatitudes. And he says, blessed 9 times. And those are blessings to the living. But here in Revelation 14, in this verse, this is a blessing or a beatitude for the dead. I call it a belated beatitude. And as we look at this scripture, I think of Brother Jimmy. Because I wonder, what is he meaning here by giving a blessing for those who die? We get the word when our loved one has gone on to be with the Lord. And we're immediately shocked and we're saddened. We began to reach out to family and friends and began to comfort, and we began to show our love and support in ways that we can. And when news begins to spread and we began to share memories and talk, and many times blessed is probably not one of the first words that anyone says when they come by the house after the word of the death of a loved one. But the Lord gives us that word here to describe the blessing of what it means when one who dies, and I want to explain what he's meaning by here. Why are the dead blessed? Why does he give this beatitude in this passage of Scripture? What does it mean? First of all, notice he says that because they are blessed because of the refuge of the dead. Notice it says that blessed are the dead which, notice this, die in the Lord. Die in the Lord. The refuge of the dead. It's a lot easier to stand here tonight knowing that Brother Jimmy Capps had his faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Nope. I just want to tell you, as a pastor, in the many years that I've stood before funerals and families, it is very difficult to stand in front of someone when there is no testimony of faith. There is no testimony of a life lived for the Lord. There was no evidence of being saved. And there was nothing ever to give any indication that there was a relationship with God. I want to tell you something, as a pastor, that's one of the hardest funerals to ever do. But brother, when we stand here tonight, there's no question of the refuge of where Brother Jimmy Capps is tonight.
Amen.
There is no question, because we know that he died in the Lord. His faith was very real. I'll never forget the first time I met him. He came in and he just was one of those fellas that showed up at church and just made himself at home. And are you surprised by that? No. I mean, he just came right in, and it wasn't long. It was just like he had known everybody for a long time. Am I right? I mean, he was that way. And if you didn't know him, when you went up and met him and introduced yourself, boy, from there on, it was good. I mean, you just had this connection and relationship, and it was wonderful. You see, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of our faith in him, we have something that's different than the world, because they don't have the Lord Jesus Christ, and they don't have that peace and joy and love that flows out of them. Well, Jimmy Capps had it. And it wasn't put on, and it wasn't a facade, and it wasn't fake, and it wasn't just something he did on Sunday. Jimmy Capps truly loved the Lord Jesus Christ. Jimmy Capps truly walked with the Lord. And it was a blessing to be his pastor. And it was always a blessing to stand here and watch him in our services. Oh, he loved church. Brother Gary, who teaches this men's class, and these men who have gathered here tonight in the Sunday school class, and these men who are here, has shared with me that Jimmy, boy, in Sunday school, buddy, he was locked in, wasn't he, Gary?
Yeah.
He'd watch you teach, and he'd eyeball you, and he'd keep eye contact and everything else. And he wanted to remember everything that was going on, and he was zoned in on Sunday school. He enjoyed it. He got in here to church and worship, and he'd tell Jenny how much the music and the choir, and any of you soloists that would sing up here, and boy, you knew Jimmy. Boy, he was in it. He enjoyed it.
Amen.
That's what it means to be in the Lord. And that's a personal walk with God. That's not church talk. That's not something you get from some seminar or watching somebody's DVD. That is something you get with personally walking with God each and every day. Jimmy Capps was a great example of that. And it was many times I'd come out, almost every time I'd come out, and he'd tell me how much he enjoyed the service, how much he enjoyed the sermon, what a blessing he got out of it, how he just was helpful to him and encouraged him. And I remember he'd just grab hold of me sometimes and said, "Just keep on preaching like that." And I said, "Yes, sir, I'll do it." I loved that man. I really did. Loved everyone. And that's what being this beatitude is about, because the dead are blessed because of their refuge. But not only that, notice number two, not only the refuge of the dead, but notice because of the rest of the dead. Notice he says, "That which die in the Lord from henceforth, said Spirit, that they may rest from their labors." Boy, sometimes we just need a break. You ever felt that way? Man, sometimes you just wish you could get a break, get some rest. You know what? When you just need some time to just, and I know these last few days have been very difficult for this family. I'm sure y'all would just like to get some rest, just feel like you get a good night's sleep and a couple days to where just like that. You know, and that does you a lot of good, just to get some rest. Bible says that the dead are blessed because from that time forward they rest from their labors. I don't understand how that's going to feel. Boy, what a joy that must be. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to fret. No projects going on. Jimmy always had something going on. He always had something happening, doing this and going here, and he had something that was going to get done. In fact, we got two projects out in the fellowship hall that he was working on. He was going to get something done and work on that and get this done. He was going to get to it. But you know, the kind of rest that God gives us when we die is a rest like we've never experienced
Amen.
Before. I mean, just nothing to worry about.
Amen.
Nothing to be concerned about. No house to clean, no car to fix, nothing to have to get done, and no honey-do list, and no any other kind of list. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just rest. The dead are blessed because they rest from their labors. You know, I didn't realize your daddy was as old as he was, because he was a busy fellow. He was on the go. I mean, you know, he was always doing something, and he didn't seem like his age. I'm not good at guessing ages. I don't do that. That'll cause you to get fired from the church. All right? So any of you young preachers out there, just don't do that. You just don't guess people's age, you know. And he was always on the go. He was looking forward to doing something. Imagine today, the rest that Brother Jimmy's having. I was joking. I don't think there's any remodeling to do to that mansion he's moved into. I think he's probably looked at it and say, looks good to me. And that's probably it. I don't think he'd find any tools anyway, you know, and that would drive him crazy right there. It would, if he couldn't find his tools. But the dead are blessed because of their refuge. They're in the Lord. The dead are blessed because of their rest, because they rest from their labors. But notice the last thing. They rest, and they have refuge. But notice lastly, the dead are blessed because of their rewards. Notice this. It says, after that they may rest from their labors, and notice, and their works do follow them. The rewards that wait for us on the other side. I don't know how to explain it any more than how the Bible does. God tells us in other places that we receive a crown for faithfulness and obedience, and the rewards that we receive we'll cast at Jesus' feet and worship Him for all of eternity. I don't know about you, but just being in heaven's good enough for me. That's fine for me. I don't know what kind of mansions He's promised. And I don't know what kind of mansion he was referring to in that passage I read in John 14. When I think of mansions here on this side, I think of something like the Biltmore House up in Nashville. You know, boy, that's a house. Boy, I'm glad I don't have to clean that. But I think of a mansion as something just like, but you know, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. The rewards that God has planned for us and waiting for us is a place of eternal life, eternal dwelling place. And just the fact of being where the Lord Jesus Christ is for all of eternity is good enough. Amen. And I think about even those loved ones who've gone on, who have made the trip to the other side, and who are waiting for us. Those precious family members, I'm sure they were there to greet him. I'm sure they were waiting on him when he got there. Oh, what a reunion they must have had. And that's the kind of reunion we could look forward to as believers today. Because when we come to that place where it's our time to go, and when God decides it's time for us to enter into His presence, the rewards that wait for us are the rewards that'll last for all of eternity. Eternal life. Imagine that. Never getting old. Even in Revelation, he describes it in other places about how there'll be no more pain, no more sorrow,
Amen. And
no more death. Amen. How about that? We'll not have any need to do these kinds of services anymore. We'll never have to make phone calls to family and friends and tell them news. We'll never have to make trips and make plans like this family's had to do. All of that stuff is going to be gone. And that's what God's has waiting for us on the other side. That's what we've got to look forward to. And our dear brother Jimmy is better off than all of us put together.
Amen.
I mean, he's just, if he could somehow let us know, I don't think there's any way he could describe it in ways that we can understand of how beautiful heaven is tonight. And the joy that he's experiencing. And the rejoicing that awaits for us on the other side. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, say the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. My question to you tonight, and I believe the question that Jimmy Capps would want everybody to answer tonight. If this were your memorial service, if it were your family having to make these plans this week, are you 100% sure that you would be in heaven? Do you know for sure that if you died today, that you would go to heaven? I'm very sure that Jimmy Capps would want all of his family to know that they're saved. He would want all of his friends to know that they're saved. He would want all the folks in the community and even the folks from church, everyone to have the assurance, just like he did, that they know they're going to heaven. So my question to you tonight is, do you know? Are you sure? If you're not, you can be sure when the service is over. Myself and these other deacons, our pastoral staff and others will be here, and we'll be glad to show you right from the Word of God how you can know for sure that you're going to heaven, and how that you will be able to see Brother Jimmy again. By the way, that's the only way you'll get to see him again, is if you know that you're saved. That's the only way you'll get to know. And I trust that that's the case tonight. Would you bow with me in prayer? Every head bowed and every eye closed. And I know that many of you have come here tonight to be an encouragement to Brother Jimmy's family. You have come to show them your love and support. And you're here tonight because you love Jimmy and you love them. And I want to say thank you for that. But more importantly, Jimmy wants to know, wants you to know. He wants to meet you in heaven. He wants you to be ready. And if you're here tonight and you do not know that, I pray that before you leave, that you'll come and find one of us, and we'll be glad to show you right from the Word of God how you can be saved, how you can know, and how that your family could say, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord." This belated beatitude tonight is for all of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. I trust that tonight you can say that. And those who are here, maybe there's something in your life you need to get straightened up. You know, it's a time like this, it's a time that reminds us that life is short. We have no promise of tomorrow. And it's time for us to take stock and take inventory. Is there anything in your life that you need to get settled with the Lord? Pray that you'll do that here in this hour. I invite you to stand right where you are, every head bowed and every eye closed. I believe Jimmy Capps would like nothing more than to know that the gospel was presented in this service. And that maybe somebody here tonight would accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. We're going to sing a closing song tonight. And if you need to trust Christ, I'm going to invite you to come. Our deacons make their way down here to the front as they always do in every service. Then I'll be here, and if you need to know the Lord, you come. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that your Holy Spirit would draw us, draw those who need to know you as Savior. Whatever we need to do to be right with you. I know we've come to a memorial service tonight, but this service is to celebrate the life of Brother Jimmy and celebrate the life that we have because of you, the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray if there's anyone here that needs to know you tonight, that they would come and they can sing with us in this song when we all get to heaven. This I pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said. Amen. Take your hymn books now and turn to page